headphones?
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
How's the volume?
Good.
That's good. Now, Matt Thompson, I think this is the first one we've done in real life. When did I last see you? Yonks ago.
Yeah. I've been dropping stuff off at your house.
Yes, in the letterbox, the classic letterbox delivery.
Yeah.
Mate, we've got so much booze up here, thanks to you. Do you know what? We basically finished it all off, and then you guys jumped back on for Cocktail Corner for the last couple of weeks, and suddenly we were rich in booze again.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I noticed there's a bottle of Grain and Grape actually up there, which I'm really impressed by.
That it's still got a little bit in it?
No, I didn't check for that, just that you guys bought something for once. No, because Glengarry's owns all of that, so I couldn't have provided it because they bought all the casks.
I thought you maybe dropped that off. I think that's something you dropped off to us. I think there's
Is it that when there was just a little bit left?
Tiny bit. Annabelle and Callum, who do the top 10. Annabelle is a big whiskey fan.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, here's some good stuff. I'll give it to you guys. Yeah, just try this out. It's bloody good. Okay. And they were like, yep, it's bloody good.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. So what we're doing today?
Yes, Matt Thompson from Thompson Whiskey. Welcome for Cocktail Corner. Officially, we just said all that, but whiskey, a great Christmas gift, of course.
Yeah, great Christmas
gift. And what better time to enjoy whiskey than right now?
Yeah, exactly. So what I was going to do, we've done a couple of collabs, actually, with Mount Atkinson Coffee, and they did a barrel-aged coffee, which is really amazing. They got a Manuka smoke barrel from us and then put coffee in it for 8 months and then roasted it.
Was this one of your like little mini barrels that you being a carpenter you're able to make?
No, it's a full-size
one. Size.
So it'll be an ex-Jack Daniels that then we'd use for probably 3 to 4 years. And then
how does it feel when you've hung onto a barrel for that length of time and then you give it to someone else? You're not like attached to it? You're not like, oh, that's my Thompson barrel, I need to like, you know, catalogue this or put it somewhere safe for infinity because it's mine?
No, it's really good actually, because then I'm not tempted to just fill it up for a second fill, like if there's a use for it. And that was quite a cool one.
It was a cool one?
Yeah.
Did it have a name?
This coffee.
No,
I thought the project was good. I mean, it's good when someone approaches us with an idea that means I don't really have to do anything but just provide a barrel and then they do something creative.
Is it Jacob from Mount
Atkinson? Yeah, Jacob.
Man, he's a good sort. He came in and did Cocktail Corner in maybe last year.
He's a good bugger.
Yeah.
It's good. And then the other collab that we've done is Foundry Chocolates contacted us for some whiskey like a year ago. And they've done a Thompson Whiskey chocolate. The one that they've got at the moment is from Tanzania. And that's with our two-tone. And last year they did one with the Manuka smoke. And it was really nice. So
how does one go about doing a whiskey chocolate?
I guess
leave it to the chocolate maker.
Yeah, I just get the whiskey and they it was so cool, man. They sent us loads of samples to see which we liked. That was an amazing experience. And I mean the chocolate is a business, the coffee is a business, and we're a business, but we're not making heaps of money, and we're all kind of real people sort of trying to do creative things, so it's nice to work with people like that.
On like a passion project. Did you let your kids sample the chocolate?
Yes, I did, definitely.
Okay, so were they the deciding judge? You're like, the kids like maximum energy. Okay, that chocolate gave my children the best energy.
No, because it's an adult chocolate.
Was it?
You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't go with the kids' palate, which might be a bit sweetened. But they were all, like, nice, like, dark chocolates.
Yeah, totally.
You know.
Okay, talk us through this evening's cocktail. We've got, what sort of Thompson do we have there on the deck? And we've got the coffee.
So what I'm going to do, I haven't actually tried this, so I'm going to wing it. But it should be all right. I'm sure the flavors will work. So Jacob's coffee is actually intended for cold brew. I insulted him by saying I was going to come up and make an Irish coffee with it. And then he kind of slowly was like, oh, I actually hate Irish coffees. And, but it is actually really amazing in the cold brew. And I've got this bottle of it here. He ran me through a tasting with it. And it's got like really yum, sort of rum and raisin. Imagine like rum and raisin without sweetness Or imagine Coca-Cola with no sugar in it.
I'm intrigued.
And I was like, yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing, eh?
It's on first sniff. It's incredibly woody. But yeah. I'm guessing that's from the barrel. Sorry about those sniffing noises on the mic, guys. I apologize for that.
And there's a slight bit of smoke, but not much.
Oh, it's nice.
It's nice, eh?
And yeah.
That's with nothing, but I think he makes this little vanilla syrup.
It's one of these classic things where it's like incredibly dry.
Yeah, that's with no... You have it with ice and a little bit of the syrup. Okay, so what I'm going to do, these flavours must work. If they don't,
we're in trouble.
We'll just pretend.
It's radio, mate. They can't see our faces.
Okay, so what we're going to do is make an espresso martini with the coffee and the whiskey. And I feel like the whiskey is going to work better than vodka. Like, whiskey and coffee works really well.
For sure. You know? I mean, yes, whiskey crushes vodka any old day.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, you're opening a bottle of whiskey there.
So I'm opening a bottle of whiskey. So what I'm going to do is...
Just one you had lying around?
Yeah.
Yep.
When I prepared earlier. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go 2 parts whiskey.
Can you guys hear that out there? I'll just turn that mic up a little bit. Gulp, 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 gulp. Sorry about that creak. Just missed all the grape foley. Okay, yes, we've got two parts whiskey.
Yes, 1 part coffee.
1 part coffee? Okay.
What do you reckon we should go more?
I don't know. It's not my drink, it's your drink.
The recipe... The recipe calls for, like, 1 part espresso, but espresso is much stronger than this cold brew. Do you reckon the cold brew is stronger? So, sure, should we go 2 parts coffee?
Okay. Sam Smith is in the background smiling like a Cheshire cat, just going, yep, let me just make a bit more. It's good for me, Sam Smith. I give it a little taste.
Okay, now we're going to go 1 part of this vanilla syrup.
How do you make vanilla syrup? Where did that come from?
Well, Jacob made it.
Jacob from Mount Atkinson Coffee out there in West Auckland made it.
Yeah, it's at the tannery in New Lynn.
Okay. Place. A little bit more sugar syrup, a vanilla syrup.
Well, because it
can I have a smell of the vanilla syrup?
Yeah, smell that.
Mmm, smell that smells delicious. I can already tell that this is going to be a great cocktail, Matt Thompson.
Okay,
some more ice is going into the shaker.
Now, I'm going to shake it.
Oh, well, oh, yeah. Did you manage to find another half for the shaker, or are you just going to use that glass that you randomly found at BFM?
Yeah, I couldn't find...
We actually do have a full suite of cocktail making equipment that's just scattered around, hidden on weird shelves. Yep, good luck getting that out of there.
Okay, now apparently you...
your strainer. You found a strainer.
No, it's my strainer.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Oh, yeah.
So you strain it into one half of the shaker.
Mm-hmm.
Ditch the ice.
Yes.
Then you put it back in.
Yeah.
And shake it again.
What? Oh, okay.
And that makes it go really kind of frothy.
Oh, yeah. I've never actually seen that technique before, and I've been doing Cocktail Corner for some time now. Oh, no, maybe I have. Okay, yep, the glass is stuck inside the shaker there. Okay, and Matt Thompson, you're pouring it into a small glass.
Rudy's glass.
Yeah, actually. Dr. Rudy's like half-size beer glasses.
I do.
If we were going to enjoy this in a cocktail at home, what sort of... Oh, your martini glass, clearly.
Yeah, I actually remember there being martini glasses.
There's heaps. They're just in the prize cupboard.
Right.
They're quite dusty.
Yeah.
Because we're not that flash up here.
So then what I've got is some chocolate from Wen Foundry Chocolates, because this is Manuka smoked barrel aged coffee. I've got this sample of Foundry Chocolates Manuka smoked chocolate.
What do we start with? Do we have a little sweetener of chocolate, or are you going to shave? Look, Sam Smith is just like frothing in the background. I can see this. Like, his eyes are on High beam.
I've got one of these really nice fine graters for making gin, for getting the zest.
Is that a specialist grater? It's like, kind of looks like a tool you get out of the tool shed.
Yeah, I guess it is. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. Okay, Matt Thompson.
Let's try it. Yes. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Been a while.
Really good.
Wow. It smells good.
Oh, that's yum.
Yeah, that's so nice. I love how it's got, this is it, this actually got quite a good head on it. You know, kind of like a
Guinness.
Yeah, like a Guinness. It kind of looks like a Guinness.
Oh, that works so well. But I was going to come up here and do an Irish coffee, and I thought, well, I did one a while ago. But also, that was kind of insulting to Jacob because he made this for cold brew, and I thought, might piss him off.
What do you reckon? What do you think about just doubling the coffee on this? I think it kind of makes it go a bit further, and I think the balance is actually quite right because it's not too boozy. It's like quite enjoyable, full flavour, but not like kick you in the ass as far as that. Whiskey fire is concerned.
We could go more coffee. It's got a creaminess to it, and it kind of looks like an Irish coffee, but it's really cold, so it's kind of good for summer. So it's actually worked out much better.
Sam Smith, being used, do you have any hot takes? Just a quiet nod and a smile of approval there in the corner.
Looks good too.
Holy shit, this is delicious. Okay.
All right, boom, that's it.
If we're going to plug, who do we need to plug? We plug Mannequins and Coffee.
Yeah.
Thank you for the cold brew coffee. Plug the chocolate.
Yep. Can we do a giveaway on these?
How many do you have?
You
got a bag of coffee? Okay. 5395, send us a text with your name and your B card. And myself, John, will get in touch with you directly about picking those up.
And you get a bag of coffee and one of these chocolates.
Okay, sweet. Cool. And if people need to buy some Thompson whiskey for Christmas, where do they go, Matt Thompson?
Well, Glengarry's and any other good kind of wine whiskey shop. Got the stockists online.
Mm. Damn, that was delicious. That was so good. All right, I'm going to give you a 10 out of 10 for that, Matt Thompson.
Oh, thanks a lot.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.